This morning, please join me as we sing the doxology, which is number 549 in the red hymnal. The doxology, number 549 in the red hymnal. Is hymn number 710. In the fear of the Lord, one has strong confidence, and his children will have a refuge. Be silent before God, my soul. He bears my salvation. Yes, he is my rock and help, my fortress. I will not be shaken. Whoever sits in the shadow of the highest, who sleeps in the shade of the Almighty, the eternal God is your dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Confess that the Lord is good, that his kindness endures. Amen. Our first hymn this morning is number 278, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. Hymn number 278, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name.
Crown him, Lord of all.
go before the Lord in prayer. Our gracious God, we come before you just as we are. And Lord, it is the spirit of your love and grace and mercy that we come before you right now with the needs and requests that we have. And Lord, you know of the challenges that we are facing today and this week. God, I would ask that you would give us the strength that we need to have, the courage and the confidence to trust in you, as our desire is to follow your will for our lives. And Lord, forgive us when we don't get it right, when we seek our own direction, when we seek those things that satisfy our needs, but not the needs around us. Give us that vision and that clearness of thought that you want us to have, to see the things that you want us to see, as we desire for you to direct our lives. And Lord, we think of our friends, and we think of fellow patients here. We think of family. We think of the staff that are working here today. Lord, we lift them up to you in prayer as well. And Lord, we ask for the same thing that we ask for ourselves, that you would help them with their challenges that they are facing today and this week, that they would have a desire that they would want to follow your will for their lives. And Lord, as we take this opportunity just to say thank you for the opportunity to come and worship you in this chapel, we thank you for the servicemen and women that have provided this opportunity, for the sacrifices that they have made in peace and in war that allows us to worship you freely according to our faith and conscience. We lift them up to you as well. And God, we are so thankful that you taught us to pray by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for praying with me this morning. Our next hymn is number 107, When Peace Like a River. Number 107, When Peace Like a River. With my soul. Is it well with your soul this morning? For me, the most important verse in this song was when it talked about my sin that was nailed to the cross, and your sin has been nailed to the cross, so we do not bear it no more. Wow, how powerful is that this morning? Our scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Galatians chapter 5, beginning with verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Let us pray. Our gracious God, we are so thankful for the prayers that we have offered together, the hymns that we have sung. Lord, just the worship that we've had in one spirit. And God, as I was reminded this morning, that we are your bride, we are your church, and we lovingly want to pursue that relationship with you in all things. Help me now, I pray, in Christ's name. Amen. The scripture verse is, that we just read this morning, I think sums up the attitude and the actions that God wants us to have in our daily lives. And I want to focus on one attribute of those things, and that is patience. Because as we look at all of the things that encompass the fruit of the Spirit, for me, the one thing that stands out that I believe encompasses all the rest is patience. Think about it for a minute. Can you really have love unless you have patience? Can you really have joy unless you have patience? Can you really have peace unless you have patience? Can you really have kindness unless you have patience? Can you really have goodness unless you have patience? Can you really have faith unless you have patience? Can you really have gentleness unless you have patience? Can you really have self-control unless you have patience? So if we are able to have patience, the spiritual patience that God wants us to have, then we truly can show the fruit of the Spirit that God wants us to have. The patience that God wants us to go forth every day to have as we interact with each other, but I think more importantly, the patience that God wants us to have with ourselves. Do you understand what I mean by that? I know that from myself, the person that I get the most impatient with is me. And so for me to have patience with other people, I think I need to take a look at my own self and the times that I have become impatient with myself and ask the question, why am I so impatient with myself? What seems to be taking place within me in which when I think about the different things that I do every day, when I think about my actions, when I think about my thoughts and I grow restless, it's because I have not been patient with myself about the circumstances that I find myself in. The situations that we find ourselves in every day. Are you patient with yourself? Do you give yourself a break? God is patient with you. God gives you a break. For you see, in the eyes of God, there is no longer any judgment for us because of what Christ has done for us on the cross. And consequently, God has infinite patience with us because our sins are no more. We no longer have to bear them. They have been nailed to the cross along with Christ. And so really, if we think about it, it is true that if we start with ourselves, to be patient with ourselves, to deal with our own restless spirit that we have, that we can exhibit the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. We can be patient with each other. Because when we are patient with ourselves, we do have a spirit of love, a spirit of joy, a spirit of peace, a spirit of kindness, a spirit of goodness, a spirit of faith, a spirit of gentleness, a spirit of self-control, because we've given ourselves a break. We've taken the grace that God has given us through His Son, Jesus Christ, and we have incorporated it into our lives. It doesn't mean that God is done working with you in your life to make things better for yourself and for others. In the same way, I know that God is not done with me, and He carefully takes that diamond in the rough and He's still working on it. There are still parts of the diamond that needs to be taken off and cut. There are still parts of the diamond in the rough for me where the light of Christ is not reflecting properly through the different facets of the diamond that God has made me. But when we add patience to it, I think we see all of a sudden the value that we have in our relationship with God. For you see, without patience, you really don't see the value that you have in the lives of others. And I think all of us are looking for that value. Do we add value in the world that God has made us a part of? Do we make a difference? And the difference is not in numbers. The difference is not in evaluation. The difference is not in wealth, as the world would call wealth. But the difference is just in our presence that we have with others. As we wait patiently on ourselves, and as we wait patiently on God. We have talked about before how it is okay to be obscure, where we don't have to take the world standards of what the world says is success and incorporate it into our lives. Because obscurity should not deceive us in terms of our own self-value, in terms of who we are. For you see, God sees us all the same. God sees us all equally. And so in that, we can have patience in our circumstance. And it does not mean that we just sit somewhere and wait for something to happen. Because God constantly wants us to move forward in our lives, to interact with each other. Sometimes patience comes to us in different times, when we're driving in the car, when we're walking down a street, when we're sitting at home in the stillness of the evening, when we are awakened in the middle of the night and our minds are thinking about a variety of things and we ask God to quiet our minds and to quiet our spirits. And all of a sudden, the Spirit of God comes rushing in our lives, and we have that sense of patience, that sense of contentment, that sense of the value that we have and the purpose that God wants us to have. And we see things for the first time anew. We have a fresh vision of our lives. And as we are sensing that patience that God has for us, then we have that spirit of love. We begin to exhibit prayer for people that normally we would not pray for. We take the situations in which we find ourselves in conflict, and all of a sudden we have peace about them. We have a sense of joy because we know we're doing those things that honor God. we have an attitude of kindness in which we don't want bad things to happen, even to bad people. We have a sense of goodness and a sense of the worth that God has for each and every one of us. Our faith grows stronger. We have a spirit of gentleness and of self-control that we never thought we could ever have, because God is allowing His spirit of patience to go through our lives. Doesn't mean that we don't take a step backwards every once in a while. It doesn't mean that we don't look back. But God tells us again and again, don't go there. There's no need for you to take a step back. There's no need for you to even look behind what has happened in your life before, but to go forward, because that is where the patience is in our lives. The patience that God wants us to have. The true Christian virtue of identifying with ourselves, with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. And then we have a patience that we never thought we could have. We begin to see and understand the sacrifices that have taken place around us, the sacrifices that perhaps we have been a part of, the sacrifices that God allows us to see in others, the sacrifices that God has made for us through His Son, Jesus Christ. We see that in the presence of the Spirit, that God leads us to His love, and He reminds us of His Son, Christ, in the perseverance that He had in terms of what He had to do. And we are strengthened by it. We are enriched by it. Our patience begins to be persistent. It is something that walks alongside us. The persistence in terms of how God wants us to be. The persistence that the patience of the Spirit of God working in our lives, it's something that is continuing. It's not just a one moment in time event. It is something that is with us every day that reminds us of the actions that we have. And even though there are situations where we feel stress and we feel pressure, we need to understand that the patience that God wants us to have extends beyond the world in which we live in. It can only come from God. And that pressure that we have is inevitable in the world in which we find ourselves, the world in which we live in. And then we sense the patience that God wants us to have, that it's indispensable in Christ. That without our focus on Christ, we would not have the patience of the Spirit that God wants us to have. We see within our own lives, as we are exhibiting that patience of the Spirit of God in our lives, that we become productive in terms of who we are. Our relationships begin to produce the love and the joy that God wants us to have, because we begin to see ourselves in a patient way, and consequently, we see others in a patient way as well. We begin to see the transformation, that we understand that God is no longer judging us, and therefore, as we look to others, we too are not to judge them. It doesn't mean that we don't make rational decisions about the things that are taking place in our lives. It doesn't mean that we don't live in holiness. It doesn't mean that we endeavor to try to make the best decision that we possibly can ethically and morally. But the attitude in which we used to view ourselves has changed, because we see the patience that God has for us. And consequently, we become more patient with others. We don't judge them. Doesn't mean that we don't make moral decisions, but we don't judge them. We see the struggles that they are going through, instead of us wanting them to conform to what we think they should be, we let them be who God wants them to be, and we allow the Spirit of God to move in their lives. Did you ever think about that? The reason why we look at certain situations and certain people that are in our lives and all of a sudden we have a judgmental attitude is we want them to conform to what we want and what we believe, instead of allowing God to allow that conformity to take place in His timing, in His place. Because then, as we look at the situation, we see the patience that God wants us to have. And we ask God to help those people that are trying to find themselves, that are trying to make the right decisions. And then we see in those relationships, as we are patient with them, as we are understanding them in the same way that God has been patient with us and understanding us, we have a different relationship with them, don't we? We see things differently. We don't see them in a self-righteous attitude of judgment, but we see them in the love that God wants us to show. We show joy and peace and the kindness and the goodness and the faith and the gentleness and the self-control that God wants us to have in those situations. And then within our own lives, as that patience is working, we have a sense of meekness and humility. And what that means is the fact that you are meek and the fact that you show humility does not mean that you are weak. On the contrary, it actually means that you are the stronger. Because when we exhibit meekness, when we demonstrate humility, it actually is showing that we have a greater strength about the circumstance that we find ourselves in. We have a greater strength because we are representing God in our lives. And then we see within that whole structure of meekness and humility a sense of mildness that God wants us to have, a loving spirit, even in the face of opposition, even in the face of conflict. Because you see, by you exhibiting the patience that God wants you to have through His Spirit, you're demonstrating that light that is being shined in the darkness. And the darkness does not want to see the light. Because in an attitude of patience, you're exposing those things that the people that are walking in darkness need to work on, and they do not want to see it. And you're showing them not out of hate. You're showing them not out of a desire to be mean-spirited. You're showing them out of a desire that you love and that you care for them. And then we see, as we are walking in that attitude of patience, that the responsibility that God has given us, we do it with all joy. We do it desiring, we do it happily, we do it joyfully. We do it because our actions are reflective of Christ's love that is being shown in our lives, so that others can come to know Christ as their own personal Savior. And we show the gentleness, and we exhibit the self-control that God wants us to have, because the judgment is not with us. The self-righteous attitude is not with us. Because you see, as we are exhibiting patience, we are exhibiting the fruit of the Spirit within our own lives. The fruit of the Spirit that God wants us to show and demonstrate. And then we just desire more and more to want to develop the patience that God wants to have, because we see it working. We see the small victories that God lays before us in the conflicts that we have with those around us. We just desire more to develop that patience, because we see how much it benefits us in our relationship with God and how much it benefits others. And we desire to become more patient, because we can sense that all of a sudden those frustrations that we used to have is gone. The reactions that we used to have about circumstances and how we would react in anger and in frustration are gone. We begin to see that as we live according to the way that God wants us to live, others see what is so different and unique about us. And they ask us questions. What makes you different? I see you very, very patient in that circumstance. I would have reacted with anger. I would have been upset. I would have told that person what I actually thought of them. But you did not do that. That's because you're showing that patience. And they want to know more about that. How did you develop that patience? How did you develop that attitude? How did you develop that spirit of love? Because you're not as angry as you used to be. You're not as frustrated as you used to be. But you have a sense of quietness, a sense of meekness, a sense of humility. And you can only say in response to that, it's because I've submitted myself to the things that God wants me to submit myself to His will, to Christ as my Lord and Savior. The fact that all of the sins in my life has been nailed to the cross and I no longer bear them anymore. And then I find myself wrapped in the patience, clothed in the patience that God wants me to have, so I can live the life that God has always meant for my life. And God wants you to live the life that has always been meant for you. And we do that when we are walking in the spirit of patience that God wants us to have. Amen. Let us take a few moments and prepare our hearts for communion. And publicly, it's a wonderful reminder of the patience that God has for each and every one of us. Let us pray. Our gracious God, we thank you that you have reminded us in spirit and in truth how you want our lives to be lived. Forgive us, God, when we have not been patient, when we have been irritable about circumstances, when we have been angry, when things have not worked out the way that we want them to, and we've become so frustrated with ourselves. God, help us with the patience that you want us to have for ourselves first. And Lord, as that patience grows and develops in our own lives, we can be patient with others and bear the fruit of the Spirit that you want us to have. Thank you, God, for this communion, and that our sin is no more because it has been nailed to the cross. Amen. For I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let us partake together. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let us partake together. Our closing hymn this morning is number 137. My Jesus, I love thee. 137. Gracious God, we are so thankful that you have reminded us the patience that you have for us, the patience that you want us to have, and Lord, the patience that you want us to show others. Help us, God, to do that, to sense your love, and to bear the fruit of the Spirit in all things in our lives. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding be with you now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you for coming.